A profit and loss sheet? Well, it just shows, what you've done this year so far, as far as... Hey, Dennis. Yeah, well... No, that's your virtue.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, is Francisco there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
Is Francisco there?
Who is this?
This is Hashem calling from Cardiff.
From where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
Is this Francisco?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Francisco. Sorry, I don't want to take up too much of the time. I know you're busy, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed to you about 2 weeks ago. I was trying to get a hold of you a few times. They told me to call back at around this time in the morning. It was based on some lending that you did with U.S. Bank Corp. It looks like for some equipment a few years back.
Yeah, well, what happened is this. Right now, I cannot buy nothing because I don't fit in this shop no more. Okay, I don't know if I explained this to you before.
No, I never spoke to
you. Place and everything. I got to move from here in October,
uh-huh.
At the end of October. So until then, I cannot do nothing. If it comes to that I need to buy something, I might.
Uh-huh.
But right now, it has to be until I move from here. I cannot put nothing in here.
When are you expecting your move?
Probably in October. Sometime in
October.
Yeah.
Okay. You already, found a place and everything?
Not yet. I mean, I might stay here in the same place, but they're going to give me another unit.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe I move somewhere else.
And,
let me put it to you this way. I'm about 3,400. I need 5,000 square feet.
You need 5,000 square feet?
Yes. I'm a small shop. Don't think I'm a huge shop.
No. I mean, that's the reason why we call is because we actually help a lot of the smaller businesses because a lot of them don't know about working capital loans. I'm not sure if anyone has explained it to you before.
Well, that one, thank God, I don't have a problem with that one. But I might with that because I don't buy equipment. I lease it. Everything I lease.
Very good idea.
And not a regular purchase, what I do. It's just
correct. Lease.
Everything is lease.
Everything is lease. So, When you do your lease, how do you do it?
What do you mean, how do I do it? Okay, let me put it to you this way. The machine is worth like a 70,000. That's about the average of the price of the machines that I buy.
Uh-huh.
And lease it for 5 years.
You lease it for 5 years?
Yeah.
And you pay off the 70,000 in the 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So it's
That's the way. And sometimes I don't even put down. I mean, with U.S. Bank, I've been working since probably cheese. I've gone way back to the 90s, probably.
With the U.S. Bank Corp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I had on here that showed you did the equipment financing through that.
Yeah.
So typically, you just do equipment financing. You never really do line of credit or anything like that.
You know, right? I used it at one point. It was really terrible.
Yeah, honestly, I agree.
Business-wise, was bad.
I agree.
But luckily, like I say, thank God, let me knock on wood, please.
Yeah. That's good.
Right now, I'm doing okay. I mean, money-wise and the way things are going, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like I say, it was really stressing for me that I got to use. I got a $40,000 line of credit. Let me put it to you that way.
Right.
And I almost used it all a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
Because it was getting a little tougher. But since then, since I pay off and everything, it's been cool. It's been good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone had talked to you already about working capital loans, but the way they work exactly is it's unsecured cash, so it gets directly deposited into the business bank account,
mm-hmm.
and then it can be used for anything that you want for the business, whether it's payroll, marketing, inventory, taxes, if you're covering other loans,
mm-hmm.
Remodeling, whatever it may be. But the way we do the loan is not based on your credit. The way we do the loan is based on your annual sales. So
mm-hmm.
we're able
okay.
to loan to you 10 to 15% of your annual sales, your top line annual sales.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm about, I'd say on average maybe through the years, probably right now it's about 600.
About 600?
Yeah.
So like we would be able to loan you, around 60 to 75, I would say.
Okay.
something around that. So I do you mind if I follow up with you then, like at around October-ish?
You know, give me a jingle, and you know, I just don't want to go through this and like, you know, okay, this guy is giving me this percentage. I'm just gonna. I don't like to do that stuff. I don't like to do that.
You don't like what? Sorry.
See, like, okay, you know, U.S. Bank is giving me 5%. How much are you going to give me? I don't want to go through that.
Oh, you don't want to go through the process of
no, you know,
out.
Like, but you know, we have something, because I don't need to do anything. I just call them, and they say, okay, Francisco, you are approved that. And would you like this? I got to start all over again.
If you okay, you want to? You just want to keep refinancing, you mean?
No, not refinancing, leasing.
Oh, you
want to keep... machine is going to be a lease. No, refinancing, oh. No, I don't do that.
Oh, okay. So you already set up with U.S. Bank.
No, I got to call them and say, you know, I'm going to buy, because I might buy a couple machines.
Okay.
And then I call them and say, okay, I want to buy this type of machine. It costs this much, blah, blah, blah. Okay, they just tell me, you know, we need an invoice, Francisco.
Right.
And then they go through the whole thing. Of course, I got first, you know, what is the IPR right now.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know, the taxes and all that stuff.
Yeah,
because I pay the payment plus taxes. That's how the bill goes on through the 5 years.
Well, I mean, have you ever considered looking at any other banks, or have you just been...
You know something? I got Connex right now. But what happened is that the guy that was in a U.S. bank went to move to Connex.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now I finance... One of the machines is financing with them. Because Joseph Rath, I don't know if you ever heard about him. But Joseph Rath is the person that, you know, I just start with a U.S. bank. And he's been pretty honest guy, pretty straightforward.
Right, yeah. right.
And so, you know, that's how it worked out. That's why I'm using right now Connex. When I called him, he said, well, I move. I'm not a U.S. bank. I'm a Connex. I said, well, I got this. And he said, no problem. Boom, done.
Right. So he did it for you at Connex.
Yeah, I've been good. I mean, I've been good at paying machines and everything. So, you know, that's what it is this
way.
But
if I
get behind and things like that.
No, that's good. I'm glad to see that you're on top of your payments, at least.
Yeah.
Good for you, because a lot of business owners that we talk to have a lot of debt, and they're still continuing to take on a lot of loans.
Mm, I see. Yeah, no, I mean, I got to, every step that I make, it has to be a sure one.
Right.
I cannot risk it.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Yeah. Well, I mean, besides the move, do you have actually any additional plans for your growth, or are you just
you
trying
know,
to
well,
get a
like
bigger
I say,
facility?
Yes, two machines. You know, maybe even a U.S. bank, because I've been talking to them. They say, what about buying a building? And I kind of ask him, you know, okay, let me see. I want to buy an $800,000 building, 5,000 square feet, whatever. And I ask him about the price, how much money I have to put, and, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So he started talking to me about a loan that they have that can help me without me putting 20 or 30% down in $800,000.
Right.
And then he threw me some numbers and everything. I said, well, you know, it's almost the rent that I'm paying right now. So it's something to think about it. I mean, I got to put, I got to put a little chunk of money.
Of course, yeah.
It's not going to be freebie. But it was something affordable for me when he gave me the number.
Right.
I said, that's an idea. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have his information and everything, but you know, it's when the time comes, I will do it.
Right.
I'm a 60-year-old almost dude.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes I wonder if I really want to keep going after 65, 66. So, but I'm sure I got another 6 to 7 years more to go.
Yeah,
before I can do something like that.
Retirement.
Yeah. So. Still, it's a long way. 6-7 years is still a long way.
Yeah, it is a long way. It is. It don't feel like a long way.
I mean, it's going really fast for me. Since I passed the 50, it's been really fast for me. I thought yesterday I was 50, to be honest with you.
Sorry?
I thought yesterday I was 50.
Oh.
That's how fast it's been going.
Yeah, time flies.
Let me put it to you that way. So, you know, it's like, and I told people, you know, this is the last year I'm going to say I'm in the 50s. Now I'm going to start saying I'm in the 60s. Okay, that's how it goes.
Get ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, it's for sure I got to move from here. I think because even my accountant told me, you need to do something, Francisco.
So when you're trying to move, are you already set up?
Where I'm going? No, I'm going to start looking ASAP. Like I said, it's because I've been talking to the lady that owns these buildings.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, probably I can have another unit. So I can have like a 3 units together. That's a small unit, but all three are going to make the 5,000 that I need.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. In the same area.
She got one that is having a little bit of a trouble with the tenant, blah, blah, blah. So I might move to that one. And it's 5,000 square feet.
Okay.
So I got two options, you know.
So you can either add a unit or just move out and get one whole facility.
And right here. Yeah, this is right here in the same facility.
Uh-huh. You know, I see.
They got like 15 units.
Oh, okay. And you have two units
so
right
I
now?
Can get one more. And it's over for me. I just got to pay to move some of the equipment on the other side.
Uh-huh, okay, I see.
So it's going to be saving some money for me and everything. I mean, everything is going to be cool if I can stay here. If not, I got to look about 20 minimum to move somewhere else.
Oh, wow. Well, I definitely hope that you get to stay then.
Believe me too. And it's really comfortable because most of my customers are around this area. I'm in Chatsworth, California.
Oh, okay.
They are right here. So they are right here. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh,
right
okay.
Now.
Well, you're a little far away, but not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah,
a couple
not too,
hours
too far. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Well, your name is again?
My name is Hashem.
Hashem?
Yes.
Hashem.
Hashem.
Okay, I hope I spell it right. Hashem. The bank is?
It's Bank of Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F. D-I-F-F, like Frank
Cardiff.
At the end.
Okay, and it's bank?
Yes.
Okay, and you are Hashem.
Hashem, yes.
Oh, Hashem. Okay, got it.
If you don't mind, I can just send you an email right after this phone call with my information.
Okay, that's cool.
And is that all right? And then you can just,
fine.
If you wanted to, you know, look at the different kinds of programs that we have, it'll all be in the email.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool. All right.
Excellent.
Well, okay, Hashem.
Thank you. I appreciate the conversation. It was actually very good.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.